This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We go to Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. His latest book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. The book before that was about the Scopes Monkey Trial, Clarence Darrow, William James Bryan. What was the name of that book?
Trial of the Century, Larry. Right. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah, no, it was a good read, very good read. Happy, first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy
New Year. Thank you, you too.
Greg Jarrett. Greg, no fast track in the Supreme Court. No fast track in the Supreme Court. But the D.C. Court of Appeals, that's the next step. Is that a liberal court? Is that just chock full of lefties? Or what's the story here?
Well, it's certainly dominated by, judges that were appointed by Democrat presidents. There are a total of 11 active members, 7 of which are Democrats. So it's not a friendly venue for, Donald Trump. And, you may have the same result as the trial court who said no immunity. Trump then has a choice of having an en banc full court hear the case. You'd have to schedule briefs, then oral arguments have to be heard, and then the decision rendered. That takes time. And if Trump loses there, he can go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and if they decide to take the case, the clock begins running all over again. So this likely delays the scheduled March trial.
You think it'll delay, get all this stuff after the election or until the election? I mean, to me, the election should be the ultimate arbiter.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I think that many of these prosecutions have the unmistakable stench of politically driven cases. Joe Biden's DOJ waited 2.5 years before bringing the charges in Florida and in Washington, D.C., realizing that the ensuing trials could be perfectly timed in the middle of a presidential campaign. So, some of these may take place after the presidential election. Some could happen before.
Greg, I don't know if you saw this. Came out Thursday night. Former Attorney General Ed Meese, who I might add is a dear friend of mine, he's arguing, he's got law professors Steve Calabresi and Gary Lawson, that Jack Smith, the appointment of Jack Smith, is unconstitutional because he's holding a position that was never created by Congress. And I'll quote, "That appointment was unlawful, as are all the legal actions that have flowed from it, including Citizen Smith's current attempt to obtain a ruling from this court." I mean, it's interesting. Is that all unconstitutional? Does Ed Meese, who's a smart guy, Calabresi is a smart guy, you probably know these guys, do they have a point?
I agree with you. I know them. They're quite intelligent, and they know the law. And it's a valid, legal, viable argument that they're making here that, if you pluck a private citizen for this kind of job, it violates the Appointments Clause, which requires Congress. Now, that does conflict with federal regulations, which appear to give the Attorney General the right to pick someone outside of government to act as special counsel. So, you know, it's an unresolved issue, but, you know, it's a pretty darn good argument, frankly.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument. The other thing that's cooking around Greg Jarrett is the banning Trump from the ballot. Now, Colorado's state Supreme Court, all Democrats, they passed this, although they did stay it. Now you've got all these Democratic politicians saying, yeah, yeah, let's keep Trump off the ballot. Trump's won a lot of these, but they're going to try to use other states to keep him off the ballot in those states. I mean, this is like a circus, but what does all this mean?
Well, it was a laughable decision, 4-3 by the partisan Colorado Supreme Court. I suspect it will be pretty quickly overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court because the justices there in Colorado got it wrong. The insurrection clause does not apply to the facts in this particular case. It was intended for Confederates who literally took up arms against the government. Trump is not even accused of insurrection under the federal statute. If the evidence supported it, obviously Jack Smith would have charged it. But, you know, the facts don't support it. So to remove Trump from a presidential ballot for an offense that he hasn't been tried or convicted of blatantly violates his right to due process guaranteed by that very amendment that the Democrats cite, the 14th Amendment. You know, if Joe Biden were smart, I think, Larry, he would denounce this ruling. But his refusal to do that makes him look like he's so desperate to hang on to power, he's willing to win by hook or by crook, which means banishing his opponent from the ballot.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, so he's always saying, you know, you've got to defeat Donald Trump, you've got to defeat MAGA in order to save democracy, right? So in order to save democracy, let's keep my opponent off of the ballot.
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand the logic there, even by Joe Biden's standards.
Yeah, well, Biden is tacitly endorsing something that looks and smells like it's anti-democratic. And it's the equivalent, in truth, of election rigging. And it's a slippery slope, too, because, you know, Larry, Republicans are drafting bills to remove Joe Biden from the ballot in various states. So, you know, this is the stuff of dictators and tyrants. They ban their opponents from running by expunging their names. Republicans should not go down that road, although Democrats are certainly setting the precedent for it and inviting it.
Well, viva Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly.
Viva Russia, all right? President for life. Viva China. I mean, that's just, I mean, here's Biden talking about democracy, and all of his people are trying to keep Trump either in jail or off the ballot or both. I mean, the stupidity of that cannot help Biden. That's all I'm thinking. People look at this and go, huh? Really? What's he talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Americans are pretty smart. I think they see this for what it is. In terms of all of the criminal indictments, these are political persecutions under the guise of prosecution. And this move in Colorado and other states I mean, that's anti-democratic under the guise of, oh, we're protecting democracy. No, you're not. Don't deprive voters of their right under the Constitution to make the decision as to who should be president.
Last one, Greg Jarrett. Impeachment of Joe Biden for all of the money laundering and the influence peddling and so forth and so on. Give us some quick pearls of wisdom. When the Congress comes back, does the drumbeat continue?
I think the drumbeat for information and evidence will continue. There is more than enough, I think, evidence already for impeachable offenses, but I think it's unwise to bring formal impeachment, a vote on impeachment, and an impeachment trial during an election year. Once again, you're doing what Democrats are doing, and that is depriving the voter of the decision as to who should make president.
But the investigation is useful. The inquiry is useful, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So continue to accumulate the damning, incriminating evidence and present it to the American people. Let them decide. Don't throw it into the Senate for an impeachment trial to try to boot Biden from office. Let Americans decide. They're smart enough, educated enough. They generally tend to make good decisions.
10% for the big guy, Greg. 10% for the big guy. Save 10%.
Somebody's I know. I'd love to make 10%. Especially the tens of millions of dollars that the Bidens hauled in with their prodigious influence peddling schemes. It is probably the biggest bribery scandal in American political history, just based on the profits and self-enrichment alone.
Yeah, well, win or lose, Joe Biden's going to pardon his son. You get ready.
I think so. I absolutely agree with you. And if he bows out, that's more of an incentive to pardon his son. he sees those poll numbers. I mean, he has historic lows. He's heading for defeat. So he may toss in the towel and say, oh, I'm doing it for the good of my family, then pardon his son.
Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. The name of the book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Merry Christmas, Greg. Talk soon.
Larry Kudlow.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.